is Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network, and I am so excited about today's show. We have a lot of information to cover. We're going to get right to it. But stay tuned, and in the next hour, let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control. Yes, I did say permanent weight control, and help you create a healthier, longer life. We're going to really start today's show by talking about this idea of creating a longer, healthier life. And I just would like to say thank you for Dr. Anderson, who created about 8 or 9 years ago this amazing mission to get America healthy. The byproduct of that was an amazing book that he wrote called Dr. A's Habits of Health, along with a companion guide called Living a Longer, Healthier Life and a complete DVD set. These three items are a total, comprehensive, complete program to help you change and create a longer, healthier life. You know, two-thirds of the country, two-thirds of Americans, that's about 200 million Americans, are overweight or obese. And 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet to lose weight obviously have a desire to get healthier, but 85% of people that go on a traditional diet within 2 years have gained their weight back and added to it. And so when we start taking a look about creating a longer, healthier life, you know, there are many diet plans out there. There's many juices and pills and things that people are trying to promote that encourage maybe you to lose weight, but not in a healthy way. Because it's important that you understand that the habits of health is a whole, complete, comprehensive system that will help you change your life by helping you reach a healthy weight, by helping you develop new habits, behavioral changes so that you change not only your mindset but your actions so that you can really create a longer, healthier life. And I want to spend a little time this morning, or actually this afternoon, talking about what are the habits of health. Because when we start thinking about the habits of health, we generally focus on weight and the habit of eating. And while that's a very, very vital part of really maintaining a healthy weight is learning how to eat right, and much of what we talk about on this program is focused around nutritional types of things, that is only one element of the habits of health. In Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, which you can visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, make sure you click on the link that has Dr. A's picture on it and order this book, because it will totally change your life like it did mine almost 4 years ago. And in there, as we talk about habits of eating, he goes on to talk about the habits of moving your body, becoming more physically active, not just formal exercise, but really creating fun activities that are really almost trick our mind into having clever strategies to help us move our body in a little more easy, have a little bit more fun, be a little bit more active, and participate in life. The strategy of changing habits from a behavioral standpoint are a key element of creating the habits of health. Another great habit is the habit of support through getting the right phytonutrients. Feeding our body the right nutrients is one of the most helpful habits you can adopt. Food is a major source of phytonutrients, but sometimes additional support's needed. The habit of reducing dangerous inflammation. We all know that inflammatory results in our body really begin to create poisons and toxins if we don't get that in check. In Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, goes into a lot of information about how to help us douse and reduce inflammation throughout our body. A key component of the habits of health is really developing habits of good sleep, a vital key in creating health long term. Women need about 6 to 7 hours of sleep. Men need 7 to 8. And it's critical that we set aside time each day, each night, to get into a deep REM sleep so that our bodies can rejuvenate themselves, can really begin to use the nutrients more effectively, help us reduce and get rid of the fat throughout the course of sleeping rather than hanging on to it because we're staying awake too many hours in the day. Another great habit is creating a positive environment, reducing stress in our life, making sure that the environment that we live is one of a healthy one, both mentally, physically, and really creating a healthy bubble that helps you take control of your personal environment. And the last element of the habits of health is the habit of support, really creating a complete support network, whether it be family or friends or a health coach, whether it be a church group, a whole network of people that are focused on a common goal, a common interest, and certainly creating the habits of health is a terrific goal for you to participate in. And so these are kind of the key components of the habits of health. And we talked last week about just some very basics. There are really 5 to 6 simple steps to take you from where you are today to creating a longer, healthier life. And it starts really with the decision for you to create health in your life. So the decision is to create health in your life today or to put it off. And the dangerous element of that decision that is if you put it off, that just a few pounds each year over the course of a lifetime could add 100, 150, 200 pounds to your weight. And that in itself will create dangerous inflammation. Certainly, being overweight and being obese is the second leading cause of cancer in this country. We know that many people that are overweight struggle with diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease. And it's something that we can control. But by making this decision to either choose health or put it off, I would encourage you today to not put it off any longer. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet. Diets in among themselves don't work. But it's a great day to create the habits of health in your life, and it is your choice today whether or not you're going to choose a life of optimal health. Okay, so let's say you could choose optimal health in your life. Would you do it? I think you would. If you could see a simple, easy to follow a system that would provide you with a lot of support, somebody to help you along the way, that would really, really be an advocate with you to go through this journey with you, would you choose to go along? And I think the answer is yes. 4 years ago, when I got introduced to this idea of a health coach, a gal said that she was a health coach and she could help me through this journey. I said, great, I'll give it a try, not expecting it to work. In the first 30 days, I had lost 30 pounds, and I was hooked. In the following 3 months, I lost another 30 pounds. So over a 16-week period of time, I had lost 60 pounds and dramatically changed the health for me for the rest of my life. And so by reaching a healthy weight, it really begins to put this life in motion. It really begins to move your life forward. But it all starts with a very structured, simple, goof-proof eating plan that's very effective. You're going to eat every 2 to 3 hours. That'll help level out blood sugar levels. You're going to provide nourishment to your body with all the right nutrients, not only from the nutrients in the food, the right amount of proteins and carbs and fats and oils and sugars and the things that you actually do need, but all the vitamins and minerals that you'll need to sustain a healthy body. You'll stay full. You won't be hungry. You will be satisfied. You won't be left feeling tired, run down. You'll actually be re-energized because when you're feeding your body every 2 to 3 hours, your body is very, very efficient by design and will use those nutrients and burn the fat during this process. You'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week while following the program. That's 15 to 20 pounds a month. And I know if someone said at the very beginning you could lose 15 to 20 pounds in a 30-day period of time, I would have kind of thought, yeah, sure, it's kind of hocus pocus, and I'm going to starve myself to death. But what I found was that I was actually full. I had a burst of energy. I lost actually 30 pounds in the first 30 days. Certainly results will vary depending on your body type and how you're exercising and what your movement level is. But as a whole, you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. It's an effective way to fuel your body, and it's easy. Everybody can do it. Then what we'll do is we'll work with you as a coach. As a certified health coach, we'll move you to a healthy eating plan that's easy to follow. Your health coach will be right there with you. You'll increase your physical activity. You'll continue to live the Be Slim lifestyle, and we'll talk about that in the later part of the show. But a key component of that is really being tapped into Dr. A's book, Lesson 9 and 10 in the Companion Guide, and Chapter 8 through 12 in the Habits of Health talks all about this transition to a healthy way of eating. The fourth step is really incorporating all of these other habits of health that we talked about, the element of sleep, the element of phytonutrients, the element of reducing stress, creating a support system in your life. And the fifth step in this process, really optimizing your body for your age and really focusing in on the things that you need to do in order to live a longer, healthier life. And that's the whole benefit of following the structured, comprehensive plan that will help you create health in your life. I'm really excited about today's show because we're going to spend a little bit of time with a certified health coach, Brad Miller from Portland, Oregon. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll bring Brad onto the show, and I want you to hear his story from a different perspective. He and his wife, Ashley, are certified health coaches. They're a young couple living a life, a healthier, longer life, and they've made a difference not only in their own lives but their family and are having a big impact on this country. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health. I'm Russ McCann. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Please write this down, habitsofhealthtalk.com. When you go to the website, click right on the link that says take the health quiz. And this health quiz will give you an evaluation of just how healthy or unhealthy you are, and we'll give you a good starting point for you to evaluate this journey that you're going to go on as you begin to create a longer and healthier life. If you have a chance, at the end of it, it's going to give you a score. And would you do me a favor today? Would you email me your score at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com? That's optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. You can also reach us after the show by telephone at 401-388-0778. That's 401-388-0778. Let me bring on my special guest, Brad Miller. Brad is an amazing individual. He and his wife, Ashley, are a young couple. I'm going to let him tell his story. But I'm so inspired. Every time I see young people that have made a decision to create health in their life and step out and help others do the same. Brad, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.
If you wouldn't mind, for those people that are listening on the program today, and by the way, if you're a health coach out there listening to the show, great, welcome. If you are a first-time listener looking to create health in your life and have tapped into our website, again, I'm so excited that you're here today because, Brad, you've got such an amazing story, not only from, you know, your personal weight loss story, and sometimes we think, you know, you've got to lose hundreds and hundreds of pounds in order to have such an amazing story. But if you wouldn't mind, tell a little bit about yours and Ashley's personal weight loss story and how that's kind of transformed your life moving forward as a health coach.
Gotcha. Well, little bit of background is I come from a long line of losers. My family's lost over 2,000 pounds total combined over the last 7 years. And, you know, I was, you know, I'm the young one out of the category. So after watching my family shrink, I didn't get, you know, I was later on in my years, so I kind of been set in my ways as far as eating habits. And, you know, as my family was changing it, I still hadn't changed mine. So I went off. I was a three-sport athlete going through high school. So, you know, weight was never really much of an issue for me, no matter how bad I ate. And, but that's, you know, that's just something that you can do at a young age if you're lucky. So, you know, fast forward a few years, I got married over 2 years. My eating habits really started to catch up with me. And I was under the impression that that's the way it was okay to eat because everyone else was eating fast food. You know, I mean, 5 vegetable servings a day. Who really knows how to do that? French fries are a vegetable, right?
Right.
You know, and, you know, so after, you know, 2 years, I would say, of, you know, trying to stop the weight gain and actually trying to get in better shape, because I was always a little bit soft, not much, though, and, you know, it was always going the wrong direction. So after, you know, giving up on that, I saw that my family's results, and I was like, I'm going to do this plan. So not only did I lose my weight, I lost 21 pounds in 3 weeks. That's not what the benefit is. I mean, that was great. It got me to where I wanted to go. But the habits of health taught me at a young age. It took me from your quintessential American that doesn't know, you know, how to eat, what to eat, and what to do, to a person that knows all about how to fuel your body and how great you can feel if you fuel yourself right. And not only about fueling yourself and exercise, but about proper sleep, you know, stress levels, and, you know, all the things that encompass better health and can kind of hedge what we have to deal with on a daily basis in our everyday lives. So at the age of 26, or I'm about to be 26, at the age of 25 currently, I feel better than I ever did, you know, years ago, you know, in my early 20s, late teens. And I now have the knowledge and know what to do, so I will feel this way for the rest of my life. I plan on being in the same shape all the way till I'm 70 years old. So I've seen what it's done for my family. My dad does, you know, big races, you know, at the age of 50 now. My grandpa does marathons at 73. So I can see what the difference is in the quality of life, and that's what I want for myself, and I know how to do it now.
You know, I just want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, you, in talking about your family, your combined family, this is mom and dad and grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins and all sorts of people in your family combined have a 2,000-pound weight loss. That's just phenomenal.
It is. The family gatherings are a lot different now.
Yeah, I know one of the things that I'm always inspired by the two of you as you speak about creating healthy generations, and that when you talk about healthy generations, you're really talking about something that you guys have seen firsthand. And, you know, about 7 or 8 years ago, when I know your folks just kind of started working with Dr. Anderson and the initial phases of what we now know as the habits of health, And it was one of those things where I'm sure that when they started thinking about health, not only in their life, their own life, but how they could help others, I'm sure they never really thought that they could have this large of an impact, not only in your family, but really tens of thousands of people across the country. It's just been amazing. Thank you, Brad, so much for everything you guys are doing. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about Ashley. I know she's not with us today, but you really work your business as certified health coaches, both individually and together. And she had a little bit of a background in nutrition in school. And if you wouldn't mind, share Ashley's story with us so that everybody can kind of understand that, you know, as young people, you know, I'm twice your age, Brad. And what's really fun about that is, you know, when you say that you're going to be healthy through your 70s and well beyond that, I believe that for sure. I'm 53 years old as of Saturday, and I'm in the best shape. I'm at my eighth grade weight and height. And so when I see you and Ashley at such a young age, I think she's 23, maybe almost 24, and you're getting ready to turn 26, that very early you guys figured it out. So if you wouldn't mind, share Ashley's story with us, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing as health coaches to help others.
Gotcha. Well, first of all, happy birthday. Happy 53rd birthday. That's fantastic.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Ashley's story is a little bit differently than mine. Well, she started out actually going to school to become a nutritionist, and she got kind of fed up almost instantaneously with what they were teaching. And I don't know if they've recently, you know, she's removed from school about 4 or 5 years now, and they've since changed the teachings, which she loves that. But basically, when she got in, they were teaching the food pyramid and a bunch of other different things that weren't really applicable or, having the average American the ability to do. So she got really kind of frustrated with that right away, and she actually immediately changed her major. Fast forward a few years, she actually had some pretty good eating habits. Again, I would classify her as knowing more than the average American as far as what we still didn't know everything. The habits of health have taught us so much since then. But so, you know, we get married at a young age, and she's always not harping on me, but she's trying to get me to learn how to eat properly, and it just isn't happening. You know, at a young age, we get married, food starts to become like the center of your dates and all of your other fun activities. She actually, exercised pretty regularly, and her eating habits weren't horrible, but she gained about 8 to 10 pounds, and, not the worst thing in the world, but at a young age, that's something that kind of creeps on you quick. So she got on program and lost the 8 pounds in a week. And, everyone has a different story, and for us, it's more about the fact of what we prevented in our life with the education at a young age, that we don't have to go through that. But for her, I don't discount that, because that was the difference between her being uncomfortable and comfortable in her work clothes every day. That's the difference between squeezing into a pair of pants and not squeezing into a pair of pants. And that's kind of her journey now, and she's, it's always an ongoing journey. The last year we've really learned a lot about the importance of organic food, always practicing the sleep and the healthy stress, or not, healthy levels of stress. Different kinds of exercises, and that's kind of been her area of focus in the last year. We actually even started a garden here in our backyard recently so we could have some more fresh vegetables and kind of develop another healthy habit that also produces us healthy food.
You know, it's really fun to listen to the two of you at such an early age. You know, you're talking about 8 pounds and 20 pounds, and that, sometimes people go, well, yeah, they're young, they're more active, that's no big deal. But when I look at it, this way. Remember something Dr. Anderson said a few years ago, that if we consume an extra 100 pounds, or not 100, consume an extra 100 calories a day, and half of that gets converted to fat, that over the course of the year we're going to gain 5 pounds just by consuming and turning that extra 50 calories into fat. And if we look at that 10 years down the road, that's 50 pounds. And 20 years down the road, we look at that, and that's 100 pounds. And I look at that in my own life, and that's really what I saw, that, if we don't take care of these, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds at a time when we're younger, Brad, these turn into 100, 150, 200 pounds down the road. And I see it every day like you do in your clients that have said, how do you do it? What do you do? I want to do it too. Maybe explain for little people, you guys have gone through your own weight loss journey and certainly seen your family lose literally a ton or more of weight. And have become health coaches in utilizing some experience that you learned, certainly by becoming a habit of health junkie, so to speak, and really learning the things that you need to do to live a longer, healthier life. Explain for folks, as a health coach, some things that you're doing to help your clients begin to move their life from barely surviving to thriving again.
A few different things there, which is exactly right, like you were saying. I share my story with enthusiasm because it's not just about how much. It's more about the journey that I've taught or that I've learned, and I'm so excited about it. You know, you give me 21 pounds at the age of 23, you give me a few more years, I guarantee I could have doubled it. So it's really what Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health has taught me that I get most excited about it, not as much as, you know, what the program did for me weight loss-wise. So what I teach my clients on a daily basis is everything that the Habits of Health teaches, which, you know, is really not your average information that's out there for your average American. So I guide everyone to the Habits of Health. I encourage them to take their health assessment score. And then, you know, basically everyone has a different journey. It's not the same cookie-cutter thing for everyone. So, and that's what I love about the Habits of Health is it's so diversified that it's constantly different areas. It is a different walk for different people. And I always bring it back to the Habits of Health of my clients. And talking about that when we're connecting and, you know, talking to them about how they're doing on programs, supporting them, finding out what they're learning. And, you know, it's really when you see when they make that connection and get involved in the reading, they really start to take hold of their own health. And that's what I absolutely love, and that's what I do.
Brad, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want you to spend a little bit more time about how you're helping others create a healthier, longer life. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, the host for today's show, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. The website is loaded full of resources to help you create a longer, healthier life. Make sure that you drop us an email and let us know how the show is going, how your life is going, what you would like us to do in terms of helping you reach a healthier weight. You can do so by sending us an email at health@hohtalk.com. That's health@hohtalk.com. You can also reach us after the show at 401-388-0778. We've got with us on the line Brad Miller, our special guest today, certified health coach from Portland, Oregon. He and his wife, Ashley, at a very, very young age, have created health in their life and beginning to coach others through a life of optimal health using Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health lifestyle system. Brad, if you wouldn't mind, share with someone, you know, I'm a brand new client. I'm thinking about going on the program. I've got all these concepts in my brain about how hard, how hungry, how run down I'm going to feel, and that I just don't think I can do it. If you would kind of walk me through how you would coach a client through the initial phase to help them learn that they can actually lose weight effectively and create the habits of health.
Yeah, no problem. Well, first of all, I mean, it comes with the understanding, or at least for me, this is kind of how I go about it, is it comes with the understanding of what my client needs. So with every client, I want to know what their why is, because if I know what their why is, I can really tap into their motivation and help them understand and help them visualize what that why and what that goal is. So Brad,
when you say know what their why is, maybe explain what you mean by that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I say why because it's more generic. Some people, they come to me, they just want to lose weight. Some people, it's about losing weight, and it's about changing habits. You know, it's about learning how to eat healthy. It's about feeling good in their skin. It's about getting into a pair of pants. It's about being able to run without hurt. It's about getting off diabetes medication. It's whatever the scenario might be that I really tap into what's motivating them to want to make a change in their life and their health. And usually, you know, a big portion of what we do with that is starts with getting to a proper body composition and BMI. So I'll find out what they're going for. I'll explain how the 5-in-1 can help them achieve that. Explain how the 5-in-1 works, and really just kind of show them, you know, because everyone has different concepts. So I really try to lend an ear to them and find out what it is they're talking about, or what it is that might be tripping them up. Because there's so many different things that people come from that might be tripping them up. But it kind of break it down as simply as all you have to do is, you know, eat the correct thing every 2.5 hours. You'll get into the fat burning stage. You know, you will lose weight. And really, you don't have to believe it's going to work. You just have to do it. And really, you know, when someone's getting started, I really try to stay plugged in with them. And usually a lot of these people are people I've never even met before because they're referrals of clients that have done well on program. So I'll spend the first few weeks developing a relationship with them, and I kind of talk more often with them. But after we get, you know, cause if I'm developing a relationship, there's that sense of trust there. So, you know, we get them plugged in. I'm supporting them. They're developing trust in me. We get them into the fat burning stage. That's a big area of trust because when I tell them they're not going to be hungry, they're going to have high energy, and that they're going to lose weight, when it starts happening, they begin to trust me because I'll never tell a lie to them. So I do that, and I get them on a weekly check-in. So not only so we can converse about what they're learning in the habits of health, see how they're doing week to week, how their motivation level is, finding out what they're learning about their journey and from what they're reading in the habits of health are. I do that weekly with them to kind of just track the progress and just stay in contact with them and along their journey. And that's kind of what I do in the first week, is let them know that I am there with them every step of the way. You know, we may be talking at the very least once a week, but I'm with them and I'm supporting them to their goal. So, but not only that, I think one of the biggest things that we have as health coaches is we have a gigantic bio network that we can plug people into, and I try really hard to do that. We have not only you know, a bunch of people out there that have already changed their health and have their stories, and I get them kind of plugged in with that, as well as our own, but there's nurses' calls, habits of health calls every Wednesday done by, you know, a different person, depending on the time of the month it is, with different stories. So I can kind of get them plugged in and really excited about the journey, not only just the fact that they're losing weight, but about changing their health and changing their habits long term. So, and I've always kind of figured out that the more you can get people plugged in and excited about an idea, the more they're going to be more apt to take it on themselves and be their own biggest motivator and really take hold of what I'm trying to do for them, which is improve their health.
You know, you said something that was instrumental for me, and that was, you know, you don't really need to believe that you can lose 2 to 5 pounds a week. You don't really need to believe that you're not going to be hungry while you're losing weight. You don't really need to believe that you're going to have a burst of energy while you're feeding your body every 2 to 3 hours. All you need to do is get on the program and start down this journey. And how true that was, I know in my own experience, you know, you start eating every 2 to 3 hours and you say, man, I'm eating more food than I've ever ate before. I'm not really hungry, but I know I'm supposed to eat based on what my coach is telling me. And until you start really feeling, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road, when somebody's lost 10, 15, maybe even 20 pounds, they really start to believe a little bit more of what you've said initially. In fact, I don't think I heard anything my coach said at the very beginning because I wasn't sure and I didn't believe them, but I did follow the instructions and the guidelines of the program, and it's just that simple, isn't it, Brad?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely is. So, you know, you have the health coach to reach out to. That they'll grab your hand and they'll walk the journey with you. I mean, they may not be with you every step of the way, but they're there with you in thought, and that you always, we're always at the very least a phone call away.
See, and I like that because, you know, as a health coach, you know, you're not there to feed me the food. You're not going to, you know, hold a gun to my head and say, if I don't follow the program, I'm going to pull the trigger. What you're basically teaching people, what I hear in your voice, is that you're really teaching people to take personal responsibility for their health.
Correct, yes. And really, if anything, I'm the guide that can guide them to the habits of health, the same thing that taught me how to live a healthier lifestyle, and I'm guiding them along the path. And, you know, I think one of the most rewarding things is that I don't necessarily have a lot of contact with my clients, you know, throughout the week. But they say that it's the fact that I'm there, the fact that they know that we'll be talking at least, at very least once a week, that they feel empowered and they feel motivated and that they're not alone on their journey.
Yeah, and it's been so true this week. I've had an opportunity to tap back into a couple of clients that, you know, who have been on the program on and off for the last year or two and maybe struggled a little bit. And for whatever reason, I finally got through to them. I think I snuck through their voicemail monitoring system, and all of a sudden they had to talk to me live. And in just a few short minutes, you could just feel someone say, wow, I wish I would have talked to you a year ago. I wish I would have called you back. I wish I would have returned your call. And now they're ready and prepared to go down this journey together. And I'm so excited for a couple of my new clients that I just touched base with this week again that are getting plugged back in and utilizing those resources that you were talking about, the nurse's call and doctor's calls, all the website tools. But the center of this whole system is really you, the health coach. And thank you so much for really making this your life's mission. One thing I wanted to do before we close out our segment, Brad, is, you know, young people today tend to live by the three F's, and that's fast food and Facebook. And kind of just share with me a little bit about, I know many of your clients are also young and really struggling with everything that we throw at them. How are you helping somebody who's younger overcome the temptations of fast food and really creating this bio network that you were talking about?
You know, that's the thing is our client base is still very diverse. We have, because of our story, been able to also, you know, assist some young people. And, you know, I think all walks of life are equally exciting to help. But it's really fun to see, be able to help someone catch the vision at a young age. So then what we do with young people is, I think the biggest thing that we honestly do is just be the best example that we can be. I mean, that's really one of my biggest jobs is to show people what's possible. So when they see that I did it, they can do it too. You know, we get them plugged in, and we show them, you know, step by step that it is a learning process by what we do, and then also talking with them and getting them plugged into the program. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be on plan. You know, we've actually made a big dent in the way our friends eat, the way our friends view exercise, the way our friends view the importance of organics and, you know, unprocessed food. Just basically by our example, they're not necessarily our clients, but by being a good example, we've been able to help some on plan, and not necessarily by even being on plan, but by being an example and showing people that that's not the road you have to go down. You don't have to catch yourself, you know, years downstream. You can be proactive and learn this before it ever becomes a problem. So that's, you know, whether they're on program or not on program, I think that's probably been one of the best things that we've done, is just inform and set the example of what is possible. And that's actually been one of the really big rewarding spots for us in our business.
Well, and I think what you're doing is you're educating young people and old people alike that very simply, once you make the decision to create health in your life and through the use of a health coach, really evaluate where you stand today and these little simple steps that we take every day, what we eat, how we sleep, how we become more physically active, how we stay tapped into our health coach, how we go to the grocery store and go shopping, and how we go to a restaurant and choose better foods than we did before, that what you're showing people is that there really is a path. There is a way for people to create health in their life. What you and Ashley are doing and your entire family is nothing short of amazing, other than the fact that what you're doing, everyone in this country can do. It's just that simple to follow a step-by-step program that Dr. Anderson's written out in the Habits of Health. Thank you, Brad, for being on the show today. Give Ashley our love. It was great to see you guys a couple of weeks ago. I look forward to seeing you again in the future. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, and we're going to take a short break and come back and talk about how you can create a healthier, longer life. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host. Again, make sure you write this down, habitsofhealthtalk.com. This is a website that is focused on helping you create a longer, healthier life. Right on the very front of the website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, you will see Dr. A's picture. And make sure that you click on his picture itself, and it'll take you to where you can purchase Dr. A's book, workbook, to help you get started on educating yourself just how easy it is for you to create a life that's longer, healthier, more vibrant. Right above Dr. A's picture on the website, you'll see a link that says free consultation with a certified health coach. And if you're listening to this show because a health coach invited you, please get back in contact with the health coach that invited you to listen to our broadcast today and start down this journey, and they will begin to coach you through a process that will help you reach a healthy weight. It'll help you transition to a healthier way of eating. You'll learn the habits of health system along the way to make sure that you get all the right phytonutrients, the right amount of sleep, that you learn how to become more physically active. And at the end of that, you're going to have a longer, healthier life that Brad and Ashley were talking about. But make sure, if you have not had an opportunity to get connected with a health coach, that you click on that link that says free consultation with a certified health coach. Fill out the health information, and you will be contacted by a health coach who will begin to coach you through a very simple process. Also on the website, and this is kind of the tour of the website, if you will, there's a little link that says Body Mass Index. And this is a little graph where you actually take your height, identify in that chart just where you stand in terms of your current weight, and it will give you an indication of just how healthy you are. If you're in the red or orange zone, you are designated or determined to be obese, obviously susceptible to many of the diseases that happen as we gain weight and get heavier. I can tell you, when I started this program over 4 years ago, I was off the chart. You couldn't even find my weight on this chart. That's how overweight and obese I was. And what we want to do is, as we take you through this journey of creating a healthier life, we're going to move you through a weight loss program that helps you reach a healthy weight. And what will determine that is when you reach in the green zone, which is under a body mass index of 25 or lower. And so make sure you utilize that body mass index as a way of just identifying where you stand in terms of your health and your health risks. There's also a great health quiz that you can take online that'll give you a score at the end of it that'll tell you just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And one of the great features of the website are Dr. Anderson's weekly health tips that you can subscribe to. And each week as he posts information, you'll get an email with his weekly updates. There's a link to all of the shows that we've been doing here at Habits of Health Talk Radio back from December 8th when we started our broadcast. There's a photos page where you can look at all the amazing before and after pictures and realize that these are real people with real stories who have had real results. Everybody's results are different. You'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week while you're on the weight loss phase of the program. There's lots of information about all our show guests and Dr. Anderson himself. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter, and I would encourage you to bookmark habitsofhealthtalk.com as one of your favorite websites to go to for information. It certainly has become one of my favorites. And what I'd like to do with the rest of the time that we have, we've got about 6 or 7 minutes, and what I want to do is really talk about starting down the path of creating a healthier life and starting with reaching a healthy weight. As I indicated at the top of the show, you know, the difference between a diet and a lifestyle is that diets in among themselves don't work. Some are good for you, some are not, but most of them don't advocate a complete lifestyle change. And while you may become physically healthier by losing weight on any kind of a diet plan, unless you change your mindset, your overall habits, the behavioral things that you do each day, the likelihood is that you're going to gain that weight back over time. And so what we're doing at Habits of Health is that we are utilizing a complete system that Dr. Anderson created that'll take you through a simple, step-by-step, goof-proof process where you will understand why you are the way you are, and that, guess what, it's not your fault that you've gained weight over time. Between the food industry and our body's natural storage mechanism to store energy and to hold on to that fat, you are destined to be overweight. However, you can take control of your life. And so Dr. Anderson talks about reaching a healthy weight, incorporating better habits, becoming more physically active, and becoming ultra healthy in the later part of your years so that you can live a longer, healthier life. And here's what it is I'm offering today. For less than about $11 a day on the weight loss part of the program, you can lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And guess what? This isn't extra money that you're spending. This is replacement of what you're currently spending to eat. So if you're going to fast food, or you're going to Starbucks, or you're running by the AM, PM and grabbing a candy bar and a soda on the way home from work, you're spending more than $10 or $11 a day. I can tell you that much right off the bat. That was my personal experience. And as I went on this program and spent $11 a day on the right kinds of foods to help me eat small meals that were portion control, that were easy, goof-proof, healthy meals, one every 2 to 3 hours, I found that actually I saved money, lost weight, and got healthy. I want to make sure that you understand that. Saved money, lost weight, and got healthy. And so for less than about $11 a day, we're going to help you start what we call the 5-in-1 plan, where you're eating 5 portion control, healthy grab-and-go items, one every 2 to 3 hours. And then on your own, you're preparing a healthy meal of lean protein and vegetables. And by the fact that you're eating small meals more often, eating every 2 to 3 hours, eating 6 different times during the course of the day, your body will burn 2 to 5 pounds a week while you're on this program. At the very center of it, you will have a health coach that will help you every step of the way, as Brad and Ashley are doing, as David and Terry Miller are doing, their parents. As I help my clients, the health coach is a vital instrument to go alongside you and encourage you and guide you and mentor you, but help you take personal responsibility in creating health in your life. And the third component that we have in our offering is the Habits of Health lifestyle system that we've been talking about all day. Dr. Anderson's just been brilliant in terms of creating this easy-to-read, step-by-step text that will take you through a complete lesson plan. There's, I think, 26 chapters in his book that take you through every aspect of health, including creating an environment for you to live a longer, healthier life. And I would invite you today, if you've not made this decision to create health in your life and you're putting it off until later, I would encourage you to say, look, today there's no better day than today to create these habits. There's no better day than today to pick up the phone and contact us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio, and we will get you connected with a certified health coach. You can create health, and it starts by helping you place your Habits of Health system, ordering your course materials along with the initial 5-in-1 meal plan. You'll be connected with the support of your personalized health coach that will do an evaluation of where you are and help put you on this path. And I would encourage you, if you have a family member or a friend or somebody that you work with that would go on this program with you, it's always great to have somebody that's going along this program with you to hold each other accountable, that your coach can help more than one person at a time create health. And I would encourage you, if you have ever thought about creating health in your life, if you're struggling with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, struggling with other health issues in your life, and they're attributed to you being overweight, today is a great day for you to really start our program, get on the Habits of Health. Remember, save money, get healthy, live a longer, healthier life. I'd like to thank Dr. Anderson for creating a Habits of Health system and his mission to create a healthy America. My special guest today, Brad Miller, you were amazing. Thank you for sharing your story. Make sure you tell Ashley we said hello. I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Join us every Wednesday for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. And I'd like to close the show today with this simple thought. You can make a difference in your own health and in the health of others. The real question is, will you? Let's go out and make it a great week. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.